Praise the Lord.
Upakunruat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know all of us.
Ungeni wan dish.
Some of us we are not doing well.
Wan poko timabed.
But some of us we are doing well.
Erjokeni katimabed.
All we just give glory to God.
Umitumika obang.
Because it is only God.
Biyobero ka obang.
That know what is happening in our life.
Amenyongo akati yeku.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Weholego.
Heavenly Father.
Papa mepolo.
You are good and holy.
Yini bera
ishi. We bless your name.
Ugogo minyi.
This early morning.
Idikuni.
Father, we say thank you.
Papa umiru kuno poyo.
As you come and speak to us. May you take control, Lord. May you come and speak to our inner mind. Come and speak to our spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Today we are going to discuss something very, very important. I want to let you know that if you are a child of God, there is a power you carry. That if you are a child of God, there is anointing you carry. If you are a child of God, there is a place God wants you to be. If you are a child of God, it means God lives in you. That's why the theme of today, it is telling us that we are the user container of God. You are the user container of God. Doesn't matter if you're rich. Doesn't matter if you don't have money. But what I know, what we know, what the Bible is telling us, we are the user container of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 When we talk about the user container of God, it is being someone capable to carry the power of God. It means if you are the container of God, you are capable of carrying the power. And you are capable of carrying the divine grace of God. People of God, when you are the container of God, when God is using you, there is nowhere you cannot go. Because God is using you, you are the container. For always work to move on, there must be something like a container for the work to move on. And you are the container. I am the container. And if I am the container, we have to stand firm in all the situations. Because we know that the person who is in us is bigger than any other God in this world. That's why we have to worship God every day. Because we are the container. People of God, people of God, first of all, as a Christian, if you want to move far in this life, you want to start a journey whereby you will never end, whereby you'll be opening something very important. First of all, know who you are. Know who you are. If you know you are the container of God, if you know you are the person God is using, demon will have no place in your family. Demon will have no place for your children. Because you know who you are. You know who you are. You know that you are the container of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From there you move far. You will move far. No demon will tamper with you. Because wherever you step, there is fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you are the container of God, any place you step, let there be the light. Because you carry God in you. Someone who is a container of God is like someone who is carrying God. Whereby it is God to decide that I should do this, you should do this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because if you are a container of God, number one, it means you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Always you are with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have the God's presence always near you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God tells us, In the book of 1 Corinthians,
6
verse
19,
hallelujah.
Amen.
It tells us, do you not know
that
your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. People of God, when you are the container, God is telling us here that you are the temple of God. You are not your own. Always you are with God. When we talk of the temple, it means a place where it is very important. So it means you are important to God, because you are the temple of God. Because a place where is called a temple is a place which is always visited by the guest, and that guest is God. And it means if you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, it means God is always with you, because it is what God needs most as the temple. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are a container of God, means you are the vessel of power and glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God even tells us in 2 Corinthians about it.
Bible akubuwa ki kwane Corinthians Mario.
Chapter 4 verse 7. God tells us very clearly.
Bible kubwa kana lero.
That we are the vessel.
Ni one yo bedo titichuban.
We are the vessel of power.
One bedo diname kwogo teho ba.
And glory.
Kedi kwogo mere.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
People of God.
Joban.
People of God.
Joban.
When you are to start a journey in your life, if you decide to start a journey in your life, please, people of God, move forward every day. Don't look back on whatever is happening. If you are to look back, please just look back to see how far you have gone with life. Don't look back to see how people are talking, but look back to see how far you have gone with life. Because I tell you, people who are talking against you, let me remind you, are the container. You are the temple. So it means people who are talking bad against you are not ahead of you. They are not ahead of you. They are just behind you. They are just behind you. That's why you have to move forward every day. Hallelujah.
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 If you are the container of God, sometimes people may decide to leave you. People may leave you. Your children may leave you. Your family may leave you. But I tell you, if you are the container, God will never leave you. In all the situations, God will never leave you. God will never leave you alone. People of God, I tell you again, God is not far from us. God is not far from you. God is not far from me. In all the situations, God is near us. In all the situations, God is near you. God is near me. It is only as men whereby if the situation hit us hardly, we run from God. But today I tell you, if situations are high, situations are good, you have to run to God. Because you are the vessel of God. You carry the power of God. There's nowhere you have to run from God. You have to run to God. Because it is only Him that can give you direction in whatever you are doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.